You're self-made millionaire.
Self-made, no money in the beginning.
Yeah, you were bankrupt
from the hood. Yeah.
Built it up. I got respect for you, man.
Thank you, man. Hey man,
how are you, man?
Good to meet you.
Nice
bro.
To meet you.
We got some gifts for you.
Oh, already.
I got the book, the manual.
It's the book. This is your book,
My book. Man, J. Blige wrote the foreword, and we got some supplements for you.
I need that.
Put it in the back.
So this is your book.
It's my book.
Okay, I gotta read it, man. Cool.
Yeah, tell us about the story, how I got into fitness, how I used it to get out the hood.
Yeah.
There's one page, first page with Puff Daddy, all my celebrities I trained, Diddy and all of that stuff. So yeah, man, enjoy it. Good motivational story.
Yeah, well, I gotta read it. Thank you very much.
Good to meet you.
Wait, where are you staying here?
I'm staying here.
Why, man?
Why?
Yeah. Why is this? Why are you here in Holland?
Girl.
That's your wife.
Yeah, of course. Women, you know. I ended up here.
Okay.
But so, I came here for a seminar. Maybe 2.5 years ago, I was doing a motivational talk.
Yeah.
But I had divorced my wife 2 years prior to that. We're going to a big divorce, man, on the news, and painful divorce. And I did the motivational talk, and she put the event on. So at the end of the event, I was depressed. I was drinking.
Oh, yeah?
And she goes, well, that was you did a great talk. I said, oh, you know, I was actually depressed, man. My life's fucked up. I got divorced. And she goes, oh, me too. I said, hey, fool, sit down and have a drink.
Yeah.
So I left the next day, and then we FaceTimed for a year. And then I came back.
For 1 year you were FaceTiming,
Yeah, we were FaceTiming for a year.
Yeah.
And
you also had FaceTime sex?
Yeah, well, you have to. You gotta work it out.
Yeah, I am one of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's nice and cool. So for 1 year FaceTime.
So
and
we
then,
did 1 year FaceTime, yeah. FaceTime phone sex.
Yeah, good.
And then I came back, and then I left again, and then she was like, hey, man, we should really try to.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real connection here. We should try to make it happen.
So
I said, okay, I'm gonna stay for a month.
Yeah.
I stayed for a month. I tore my quadricep tendon.
Yeah.
Big injury.
Yeah.
And ended up staying. Now I'm here 7 months.
So that's why you stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise you would go back already after 1 month.
I would have went back, but I couldn't fly. I was in a cast, injured and everything.
Yeah.
She took care of me the whole time.
So she's happy. She
didn't
stay.
Kick me out. Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah.
It
cool,
worked
man.
Out. Very happy.
Okay. And now what? Further on, she's gonna go with you.
I got the work permit while I was here.
Yeah.
Long process, but I finally got it maybe 3 weeks ago, just 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah,
so now you can stay.
So now
here.
I can stay.
You want to stay here?
Yeah, I like it. I like
it. No, you like Holland.
I've been coming here since 2000 with the artist touring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I tour with all the celebrities. So when the artist is here, I'm here usually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, eh?
So when D'Angelo's here, I'm touring with D'Angelo. When Mary J. Blige is here, I'm here.
Mary J. Blige also?
D'Angelo, Missy Elliott.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, Busta Rhymes, a lot of different...
How you connect with them, man? How is that possible? In a big country like America, they can get everyone they want.
I can get any trainer, it's true. But I can get people in shape. I have a particular system that works on time. So you can give me a 30-day period or a 60-day period, and I can actually get you... On that day, pull it in.
Yeah.
Not many people can do it on time.
Okay.
So then that becomes very valuable to sponsors and record labels for album covers and videos
and getting
into dresses for film festival, stuff like
that. For the Grammys also.
Yeah, Grammys, stuff like that.
Yeah. But P. Diddy and also, how man?
How did I get him?
Yeah, man.
As a client, I don't know who referred me to him, actually. I can't remember, but I just, you know, I got myself out the hood using fitness. Yeah. I joined the military. Yeah. I became a trainer in there.
Yeah.
I had a 45-inch waist, big man titties.
And
before I joined.
Yeah.
That's how I became a trainer. I was out of shape running.
Oh, because you got bullied also.
Yeah, I got bullied in the hood. I was running home from school every day.
Yeah,
New York, Brooklyn.
So
I'm 53, so that was the 80s, 90s when it was dangerous, you know. It was very dangerous.
It's better now?
It's better now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's better.
But then they could not get anybody. Everybody had a gun.
No
and
cameras.
All that.
Everybody
no
had
cameras,
a gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different thing.
Whoa, so, it's heavy time,
man.
I mean,
literally just every day leaving school, I had to look.
No way.
Take your sneakers, man. You had to walk home in the snow, no sneakers.
It was that bad, huh?
Take your alligator off your Lacoste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that up.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, man.
You used to take your alligator off your shirt.
So you have to always watch where
people are. Yeah, you always have to watch. And I just knew I wasn't going to survive. So
yeah.
I walked past the military one day, and I was, let me see if I could join. You know, I was too fat for the Army. I was too fat for the Marines.
Yeah.
So I said it's between the Navy or the Air Force, the Navy guy's like, hey, man, you know, they have McDonald's on the aircraft carrier. Joined the Navy. You saw I was a fat motherfucker. I said, well, you got McDonald's? Sign right up. Just for the fucking McDonald's.
Yeah. And then, but then you got and in then, shape.
Yeah, well, I barely made it through boot camp. I was crying every day. I was a mama's boy, you know. They throw my mattress out the window every day. I'm crying. Oh my god!
So the Navy guys in the military. They pushed you.
They pushed me. I got tough in there. So that was in 1988. I joined.
1988.
Long time ago. And the Gulf War came out. 1989, 1990.
So you went there in the Gulf War at 17.
I joined the military when I was 17
because that was also your escape from
My escape. I felt safer because in Brooklyn I was ducking actual bullets, and the Navy all I had to worry about was missiles. I was on the ship.
I felt safer than being in Brooklyn.
So it wasn't. Okay. And it was two gyms. So I was able to transform myself.
Yeah.
Get in shape, you know, work out. On the ship, yep.
On the ship. So how
long? Get laid, get girls. I couldn't get no girls before.
With the
band titties in the stomach.
Yeah,
I couldn't see.
I think you can see it. Even if your belly like this, you can see your dick, man. Wow. So, and how long you stay on the ship?
Well, oh, man. Because the war broke out, I did 88 to 92 in the Navy, but I think I had 3 years sea time.
No.
Because we got to the Gulf, and then they landmined us in. We couldn't get out, and then that was Desert Storm. And then we had to wait for them to come rescue us. That was Desert Shield.
The Desert Storm.
Yeah, we couldn't get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But how you get laid then? Because you're on the ship, there were girls also?
No, there was no women in the military then.
No.
So you had to fake an injury. And then they fly you to the hospital ship with his nurses, and then the nurse charges you your whole check, and then you can get laid.
Okay. So you have to pretend you were injured.
Yeah, you had to pretend you were injured.
To get laid.
Back in 1988.
Yeah, because not
they probably have more rules now, but you know, that was back then. I don't think you can get away with that now.
Okay, but how you like Holland? This part is shit, man. You've been to Amsterdam?
Of course. Every time I tell somebody I'm living here, they're like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you live here
anymore?
But I like it. It's quiet.
Yeah, a whole lot of quiet.
Yeah, I can just focus on my trading. It's cool.
Almost Belgium here, man. Fucking hell. Even the road, even the navigation put me wrong. He didn't know where the fuck he was going.
Everybody tells me the same thing.
Yeah, Barendrecht is shit.
Yeah, but I don't know.
The people.
Everybody knows you, man.
Yeah, man. I cannot go anywhere.
That's good. Good vibes, man.
It's good. It's good. People like me. Yeah. Well, fucking, I'll go.
What are you doing training wise now? You kicking the ball around?
No, I do kickboxing.
You're kickboxing, but you're not playing too much soccer.
No, man. My condition is not good.
Cardio.
Blitzy. Gisteren, bro.
Who did you tell him I was?
I said to him, please, you're please.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
I got respect for you, man. Huh? Nee, hij komt uit Amerika. Amerika. Is goed, goed. App me. Fucking crazy. You know, I cannot even take a piss if I go to the gas station. People talk to me.
Yeah, it's the gift and the curse, man.
Yeah,
but that's what I like about being here. No one really knows me here.
No.
In the States, it's the same thing with me.
Yeah,
so it's nice. Yeah, so, no one knows me here.
So in States, you're also like very famous.
I'm famous for knowing famous people.
Yeah. But you were in Oprah Winfrey Show and all that.
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, for P. Diddy.
CNN.
Vogue Magazine, CNN.
Yeah. Wow.
Harper's Bazaar. I'm in Men's Health next month here.
Oh, yes,
I did.
NL. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, just for knowing famous people, not actually famous.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. You made yourself.
But it gets famous people to motivate them to work out, which is what I like.
Yeah,
it changed my life, got me out the hood, really saved my life.
Yeah. You've got the experience.
Yeah,
So, okay, and then, let's see. You know the world?
No. I think it's this one, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm navigation all the way here.
Yeah.
Every day,
of course.
Navigation. If it wasn't for navigation, I'd be finished. But you like cars. I like motorcycle, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a motorcycle guy, man.
I also have a license, but I cannot drive. My wife don't let me.
Yeah, I want to go to the Alps, man. I want to try from here, man. I can't wait. I'm going to do it.
I lived in Italy, in Como.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all the mountains. And also, I was there with a motorcycle. I buy motorcycle, Repsol, Honda Repsol. But race boat thing, you know?
Right, right, right.
Oh, it was too fast, man. I got scared, you know? I was in the mountains. I thought, no, man, this is not
possible. It's crazy to power.
I went to the shop and I bought a motor scooter.
You changed up after that. It took it back. Probably saved your life.
Yeah, it saved my life because I was a footballer. I was not allowed to even to drive.
You were supposed to be riding. Yeah,
no, it's not possible.
Wow.
So yeah, but you have also
My favorite bikes are BMW, man. I have 5 in a row.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I tour all over the United States, riding all over, man.
I have this now, the electric motor scooter. I have it at home now.
It's fast. Oh. It goes over 100. The BMW. I know about that. Yeah, it's nice, man.
It's quick. So you have 5 motorbikes.
No, I've had 5 BMWs.
Oh, you had them.
Okay. Each year, I get upgraded to a new model. Yeah.
Oh. The big ones, the with the...
Yeah, the 1250.
Yeah.
The RT, my favorite bike.
And you...
Or the GS. Yeah. Those are my two favorite, the off-road and the touring.
Yeah. You're going to also drive
Yeah. I can't wait, man. It's my dream to ride in Europe. Yeah, I've been working with some brands here, so I'm riding a little bit.
Yeah, I'm working. Good for me also, man.
I'm working on it.
Good for me also.
You got to.
Good for me also.
But yeah, we
got
to do it, man. You ride, though. We should go on a ride.
Yeah. All right.
We should go on a ride, man.
Yeah. And the podcast? You have podcast, man?
I got a podcast. I just did Dominique Simone.
Yes, Simone.
The 200 adult films.
Yeah.
Porn Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah.
How a porn boat name? What's the book for her? She got a book.
A Star is Porn.
A Star is Porn.
Yeah.
I was looking, man. I saw it on your Instagram, and then I checked her. On our Instagram, and then I checked on the Pornhub.
Yeah, she's a legend, man.
Whoa.
This chick is a legend. Over 200 films.
Yeah.
So very funny.
You have her number?
She asked me. I got her number.
Let's FaceTime. We're FaceTime sex.
She'll come on, right? She might be an expert.
Yeah.
But I was telling her, I said, shit, I would be scared to... intimidated to mess with you. You've been sleeping with the biggest dicks ever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? How do you compete with that? You know? Well, she said she doesn't have a problem getting guys. They love it. They don't care.
Yeah.
I've never slept with a porn star.
No?
No. You?
My wife is porn star.
That's good.
No. My wife wasn't Playboy now, so she's also a little bit famous and all of that.
But I never slept with a porn star.
No? I think, what? She's used to everything, man. What we can learn the girl? The poster, huh?
Yeah, what's for her, right? Might be boring.
She will fucking kill us, man. But in 5 minutes.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking at her like, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
So, and do you wanna stay here in Holland, or you wanna go back also, work here?
I'm going back and forth, but I'm only going back to the States on special projects. I have a few celebrities in with the 30-day intensive. We're doing it there, but I'm trying to turn Holland into a wellness destination.
Yeah, cool.
Where people can come here and bring the artists here and transform them completely and come back. So working with some cool brands, doing blood work analysis.
Yeah.
So you can top notch service.
Okay, but also you're gonna take the famous people from America.
Yeah, and bring them here to transform.
Ah, man, because it's cool. Because people here are laid back, you know.
Of course,
if they see somebody like P. Diddy, they go crazy. But it's respectful, you know.
Yeah, it's more respectful.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool, man. So you can put P. Diddy in my car. But you know him, you got his number and everything?
Yeah, I got his number.
No, man.
I got his number.
FaceTime him.
He won't pick up.
No, huh?
No.
FaceTime him. How is he as a person?
He's an interesting person. Well, you can see why he's successful, because we only trained for 2 months for that marathon.
Yeah.
We were on the yacht 2 of those months, Saint-Tropez, Ibiza. Going back and forth. He was partying every other night.
Yeah.
Still did the road work.
Yeah.
You know, Saint-Tropez, 100 degree heat. You know, 16 miles, 17 miles.
Running, yeah.
Still did the training. Party every night. Yeah. Still was able to do mental. Good mental. Tough mental mindset. Yeah. You can push. You see why these guys, it's like going to a master class every hour.
Yeah.
I had the P. Diddy master class. I used to train Johnny Conklin. You know, he got the lawyer for OJ.
I was
training him before he passed away. So each hour is like, you know, you're really with a master.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate to be able to ask somebody a question.
Wow.
You know? And also, there's no reason why I shouldn't be successful with all that access.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're self-made millionaire.
No? Self-made, no money in the beginning.
Yeah. You were bankrupt
from the hood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Built it up. I got respect for you, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I trained people for free for a free lunch.
Oh.
And then they would tell me how to, I would ask them in a free lunch how to start a business. And that took
So you train the people, they get and for you free. get a lunch from them.
And I get a lunch. Yeah. And that lunch, so I have my notebook and I ask them, how would you start a business if you were a trainer? What would you do?
Yeah.
And I would take notes, and that took me from 1992 to 2000. I live in the projects.
Mm.
And it took me that amount of years to get out. 8 years.
So then you got to learn how to do the business.
I got to learn the business, yeah. Wow. I got to learn how to, from the marketing to the PR to the, yeah, ins and outs.
Good there.
Yeah, yeah. From master entrepreneurs, CEOs.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I feel very blessed.
That's a good story. You should make a movie about this, man.
Yeah, read the book, man.
Yeah.
I got a lot of it in the book, and I'm gonna. I hope we can talk to Netflix right now. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think
it inspires people. You know.
Yeah, of course, success story, man. You got from nothing, from the ghetto, from New York,
and you can do it. And
yes. You know, you're an example for a lot of people.
And now there's technology.
Yeah.
Back then there was no Google.
No. hey, Siri.
No Siri. Yeah. No ChatGPT. No. You had to do the work, man.
Wow.
You had to do the work.
Cool.
Back then I had to jump over the turnstile to get into the train station to go to work.
I had
to break the law just to go to work.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't have any money for the train.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's hard, those hard life, huh?
Yeah, you learn it.
But you were in a dancing school also, right?
Yeah, that's how I ended up getting fat. My dad died when I was two, so I never knew him. My mom sent my sister and I to dancing school. So I did tap, jazz, ballet, modern, until I found out that was dangerous in the hood.
Because
they started teasing me.
Yeah.
And I stopped, and then my family's West Indian from Antigua, Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
That diet to kill you, so I was fat immediately. The next year, I had maybe a B cup. And 45 inch waist. Yeah.
And my wife got a D cup.
Yeah. I was right behind her.
Yeah. literally. You cannot walk anymore then.
Yeah, I know, right? The cup.
You down. Oh, wow. That's cool, man. Yeah, that's a nice story.
So it really changed my life. So I'm very excited to expose fitness to other people. Because, you know, you see it. I see people when they get in shape, their lives change, man.
Yeah, of course. You learn, you can speak Dutch also a little bit?
No, a little bit.
Like the bad words? Only.
Very little.
The bad words?
Nay.
Nay?
very little.
Okay.
Yeah, so. but I'm learning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm learning. I gotta learn. So I got the app, and my girlfriend's son, he's 4 years old.
Oh.
So that's my main instructor.
Yeah.
But he's speaking English better than my Dutch. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, he didn't know his English is good.
Everything in Holland is the television. It's also English with subtitles, you know?
Right.
They don't translate it, they do translate, how you say it? In Germany, they speak also German, you know, in the films.
Right.
But here's everything English.
Yeah, here you get a good English. You can survive here and be American.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. and the people, like, when I do something stupid, they're like, oh, it's just American, he's dumb, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You're leaving dumb American.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. So it's fine.
And Noke, weet je wat Noke is? Noke?
What's that? Noken.
Fucking.
Oh, that's fucking?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Noken.
Noken. Okay, I gotta remember that.
Yeah, say it.
That's Noken. Noken.
Say it to your girl. Piping.
Piping.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like piping. Okay, I get that one. Okay, I gotta remember that. I'm learning so much from you, Andy. Thank you.
I already know the bad words. Also in Dutch, man. In the Dutch language.
I get a Dutch education. That's good.
Wow.
Piping and noking.
Yeah, good, man.
I'm on it.
Same thing, your wife. When you come here, hey, Piper.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it right now. As soon as we get back.
Come upstairs.
Let me show you what Andy taught me.
Yeah. Piper. She need two hands, I think. Yeah?
And a leg.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, nice, man. Yeah, so stay fucking.
Hey, we gotta get a session in.
We train?
Yeah. Okay. Just let me train you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, let me know.
But I live
far away, right?
I live 1 hour and 30 minutes from here. I'm so happy. But we can do it. I have a gym also in my thing, and I can come to you if you want.
All right, perfect. We'll set it up.
Yeah, man. Because I'm not fit, you know. I can box, but my condition is
bad. I'm gonna show you my method. You can use it to get you in shape rapidly.
Yeah, yeah.
30
and
60
this
days.
Is good also, the nutrition?
Yeah, nutrition is great. I mean, this is a halal and kosher.
Okay.
Like top supplement.
Oh, kosher, yeah?
Yeah, very clean, yes.
Okay. And is there also pre-workout?
Yes, pre-workout in there as well. Pre-workout protein shaker bottle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
Got you hooked up.
What's the
brand is Nutrabio.
Nutrabio?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been in the States since 1996, but they're also here as well.
Okay. So, they're here also.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, shit, police.
Yeah, old company.
A policeman. Get down.
In New York, you got to be bulletproof. You need that, man.
Yeah.
Police, man. It's tough in the States.
The police, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't fuck
with
around.
The black, yeah, the racist, you know.
The racist, huh?
Yeah, the cops. Oh, here, people are much more chill.
I don't like this electrician things, you know?
No, it's not good. You're not supposed to train around there.
You get all, like...
electromagnetic waves here. It's not good.
They live here, man. People live here in their barrage.
Yeah,
fucking shit.
Yeah.
You can train here for running.
Yeah,
you
know, I do. I use it.
No.
Yeah. I use it.
Oh, that's cool. See? Uphill running.
Yeah, I hit the hills. I put the parachute on. Hit the sprints.
Yeah.
I'm training in all kinds of different places. I was training with the hammers, kickboxing. But this is the good thing. I just go train with anybody. I call them up. I say, hey, I'm going to do jiu-jitsu in Rotterdam next week.
Yeah?
Yeah, BJJ. Wow. So I'm looking forward to it.
Fucking, you're fucking...
Yeah, I just...
How old are you? 53.
I'm 53.
Fuck, you look good, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
I just jump into different places and go train, man, you know?
It's nice, you know?
Then they beat me up, and then I tell them how old... They say, oh, man, I didn't know. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't know
sorry,
you were...
Sorry, I didn't know you were... I said, yeah, sorry, man.
I drove wrong again, man. I was just...
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't look familiar.
Yeah.
But we're close. We're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close. No, we have to...
But this place is like a maze. You can easily get lost, man. Yeah. Oh, it's the same.
Yeah. everything is the same.
Yeah, everything's the same.
Okay, now. Yeah, 1 hour drive. I left... What the best I left in this morning.
Yeah, the traffic here is like...
No, but I live far, man. I had to drive 1 hour. Boom, look. 1 hour, 1 hour. Thank you, baby. There's a lot of footballers.
Oh, yeah. This is the track.
Yeah, man. We were here, man. Before.
Oh, you go.
Idiot. Yeah, but... Hey, there's a lot of football players live here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Like...
There's a field right there. Yeah. You gotta make a right turn right here.
El Ghazi.
No, I see the kids practicing every day.
Yeah.
A lot of kids play here.
Yeah. They like football.
And I'm always training in the field, so they come. I see the kids a lot. And left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was here, man.
We did it. I didn't even know.
Man.
We were close. I didn't even know my own neighborhood.
It was nice, man.
Yeah,
nice
man.
To talk to you, man.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you, my man. We're going to get a workout in.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I need it. Look.
Yeah, you're bad.